Sharks are often portrayed as Hollywood monsters, lone wolves in search of prey.
But a new study provides more evidence that some sharks can be social and stick together in large groups.
They form these sort of spatially structured social groups where they hang out with the same individuals over multiple years.
Yannis Papastamatou runs the Predator Ecology and Conservation Lab at Florida International University. His team studied gray reef sharks at an atoll in the Central Pacific.
They tagged 41 of the animals with location transmitters and outfitted several sharks with little video cameras on their fins.
So really getting a shark eye view of what they're doing. What we were seeing was group sizes of about 20 individuals.
And what they found, some of the social groups persisted the entire length of the study, up to 4 years. That is longer than previous studies have observed.
David Schiffman studies shark ecology and conservation at Arizona State University, and he says he was pretty surprised by the news.
The grouping stayed pretty stable. The same individuals hang out together, not only day after day, but year after year. I mean, I don't have a lot of friends that I do that with.
Now, as for why the sharks form these cliques, Papastamatou says social groups might boost the hunting success of everybody involved.
If we hang out together and I see something, then you can come and try and take advantage of that. And alternatively, if you see something, then I can try and take advantage of that.
He says these tips from friends could be one factor that helped shark society evolve. And it's a more complex community than we thought, more akin to that of birds or even mammals. The details are in the Proceedings of the Royal Society B.
Just as these sharks might learn where dinner is by congregating with their peers, Schiffman says the social abilities of sharks do not stop there.
An individual shark can be taught to solve a simple puzzle, and another shark can solve that puzzle just by watching the first shark do it.
He says maybe it's time to lose our prejudices about sharks.
It turns out they're a lot smarter than most people think, and they have more complex social behaviors and more complex abilities to process their environment and learn and change.
As for what to call a group of sharks, well, the name still evokes fear. It's known as a shiver of sharks.